Dvar Halacha, and the Chovas Alvodas, Tuesday night, or Letezlov Elul, December 5th. Okay, we're talking about being misage for oneself to some degree, besides the process of tshuva, which is of course vidui, charata, aziva sachet, and kabbalah la'asid. But besides that, the svarim, poskim, rishonim, suggest some form of tshuva hamishkol, as they call it. And we talked about fasting, and that's brought down Rabbi Yona, and shari tshuva, but nowadays, people assume they're too weak, even though it's probably healthy to fast. I don't know how often. Probably wouldn't hurt anybody to fast once a week, once every 2 weeks, Erev Rosh Chodesh. But there are other things suggested in terms of, for example, there's a famous Tainus HaRaivid, which is actually brought by the Mishnah Brura, that you're in the middle of eating something that you're enjoying, physically you're enjoying it, and you stop in the middle, and I don't know if it talks about you'll throw it out, I don't know if that's mutter to actually throw it out, but maybe you don't take doubles in the ice cream dessert, or you just have half of what you would normally take, but no, that's not really the point. The point is to stop in the middle, and it's very, very difficult to do. To stop in the middle and say, I'm going to stop eating, I'm not going to take any more, I'm not going to finish it up. So that's called the Tainus HaRaivid. Another thing suggested by Pele Yoetz, for example, is that when you have a Seder, then after the Seder you eat, whether it's lunch or maybe breakfast or maybe supper. So instead of, like stay another few minutes. After you're ready to go, stay another few minutes. So that self-control is like a tainus, in a sense, like the tainus arrivals that it's called, and it would be something like the siguf of fasting. There's also a tainus dibur, which the Shabur brings down, and is a very, very worthwhile thing to do. And that also is some type of tainus. And, okay, we'll stop here. We'll have this all brothers. The Chavodas is the end of Shara Bitochon, going through the various stages of Bitochon that a person goes through. So he talked about nursing, when the child's whole world is only the Mokum where he's nursing from, and then he gets older, he has Bitochon in the mother, then he gets a little older, and then he realizes that it seems to him that the Mokum Bitochon is the father, and then he becomes independent, and then he has bitachon in himself, and that's not such a good thing. The kasher yetsa gufo v'titachon lo tachbula b'mechiyoso b'malacho schora tadomol ha'meshiv b'tchono el kocho v'tachbuloso v'neisachluso. He's foolish. He thinks, you know, I can do it. That's kochi v'otzim yadi. B'chol asher kodam b'tovus hanhoges v'elokim. He's ignorant of the fact that Hashem is controlling everything. V'yom rechad men ha-chasidim sh'ayelo shochin sofer mohir. He had a neighbor who was a very expert sofer. V'yom misparnei mischar sifruso. Omolo yom mechad heichin yonecho. What's happening? Man yanin. Omolo betol bo'diod yishleima. As long as I got my hand and my quill, I'm fine. So you could say that, I guess, in a humble way, or you could say it in an arrogant way, and apparently he said it in an arrogant way. His hand got cut off. That was it. So you have to be careful how you talk. A person should be humble, should ascribe things to Hashem, and should not boastfully say, you know, as long as I got my trusty right hand, I'm okay. V'mitochin lo tarpo yedei zulosum and abrios, and then there's another angle that he could be somech on his parnosos from other people, an employer. Yoshev b'tchono aleihem, so his trust shifts to them, so nuach nafsho aleihem, and that's also not good. You know, when you're young, you have the mother and the father, certainly the suckling child, so then he doesn't know any better. Then he talks about a person getting more mature, and then he makes this mistake, and then he makes that mistake. Then already level six is you finally start trusting Tasha and Hashem. You get a little more mature, a little more perceptive. You start to see how the world really works. The Yirech Hisronam, the Tzarkam Alabori is Baruch. You see, everybody is just a link to Hashem. They also need Hashem. What are you relying on them for? They need HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. Yoshev Itzchono Olav. Hey, love. But, like a person, he doesn't jump to the highest Madreg of Bitachon. Bitachon is very difficult, and it's a whole process. So he says the first level will be v'yismachala b'inyanim shem lo yicholos bohem, which is also a madrega. You know, well, you know you have no, like Hashem is like the last resort. Everything else failed, so, you know, okay, I'll have you talking to Hashem, Hashem's going to help me. If the doctors don't help, and the bank doesn't help, and this one doesn't help, well, then I guess I have no choice. I have to daven, and I have to be Simech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's also not bad. I mean, it's bad, but it's not bad, if you know what I mean. That's the next level. You'll be Samech and Hashem, but in things that you're powerless. It's like, so you have no choice. Come on, you read the Sagashom in Beis Hazria, which I don't know if nowadays it would be like that, but certainly then it was that it should rain. Halichas Hayom, we have to go far away for Parnosa. So to us, it's not even that, but he's picturing these things as where you realize that nothing can help you other than Hashem. Like trying to find a parking spot in front of the shul, night seder. You know, you can't find one. Say, okay, I need Hashem to get one. V'alichas amid boros be'in mayim u'bevo ha-shetef, a flood, u'bevo ha-deber b'chayim, v'doim al-zev in yon-yonam ha-shem behem lo'odam shum tachbula b'shum ponim. So it's not the greatest madrega to rely on Hashem when you have no other eitzah, and the mindset is, well, I have no other eitzah, I'll be samech on Hashem, but we're getting there. We're moving in the right direction. Kvashinemo uveis for osum yomru, posuk in yom yo, uveis for osum yomru, kuma v'hoshienu. Then they turn to Hashem like they have no other eitzah, so okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.